Their violence came just days after the United Nations mission in South Sudan warned of the threats of mass attacks in the region following reports of that armed youth have mobilized in parts of Jonglei State. Abraham Kelang, the information minister in the Greater Pibor administrative area, says the attacks started Saturday, Christmas Eve, in Gumru County. Kelang says the White Army militia captured the villages of Bichbich and Manyabol as it advances toward the county headquarters, Gumruk Town.
They attack Likwangole County, site near Kongor Buma, and place a distance in Payam, Kongor Payam, distance is one and a half hour to Payam Town. It's still also the same time yesterday, attacking happened in Gumru County, in headquarter, since yesterday, and I found killing persons, dead persons and injuring persons inside of Likwang and inside of Gumru. 56 deaths, both sides, in Jonglei youth and Morlei youth, and injured 17.
Minister Kelang says thousands of civilians have been displaced and livestock stolen.
The village is burning in Gumru County. In the beginning of attacking, there are some of houses burning there. And also, before 2 years, those attackers have some of cattle sleeping inside of Nana. This is what information we received.
Kelang says Pibor authorities have limited capacity to halt the violence and says it could stop if officials in Jonglei State call back the youth leading the attacks.
Fighting is not in way of solution. When we come and discuss the solution, then fighting. If we are finishing a civilian like that, or government of Jonglei sending the youth, since beginning of mobilization, CA and Honorable Lokalime, they called the governor of Jonglei to come and solve all the issues. And even they received 11 feet and 13 guns to governor of Jonglei. And also, it's still here mobilizing youth and then come to here. Until today, where we're discussing currently, fighting is still ongoing. Let Jonglei stop the youth, and we will come and solve what is cause problem between the civilians.
John Samuel Manyuan, the Jonglei State Information Minister, condemns the attacks. Manyuan calls on the armed youth to return to their home areas immediately, saying attacking neighbors is criminal and unacceptable.
We are saddened and shocked by the report of a barbaric attack on Gumru County of Greater Pibor Administrative Area by armed criminals suspected to be from our state. This news reached us when the acting governor, His Excellency Jacob Akej Dengdit, and some ministers were on a mission to assess the flooding situation in Jale in order to know the viability of the situation for the return of our people from IDPs and cattle camps in the areas of Greater Equatoria region.
Minister Manyuan says Jonglei State will do its best to investigate their violence and ensure the culprits face justice.
As government of Jonglei State, we are affirming our commitments toward peace between our people and those of Greater Pibor Administrative Area. And as we agreed upon on October 16, 2022 in Pibor Town, that we will always call criminals as criminals and not as communities or ethnicity, because the atrocities being committed are perpetuated by the individual who acted on their own.
Manyuan appeals to the national government to be part of the solution to ending the cycle of intercommunal violence in Jonglei State and Greater Pibor Administrative Area. At a peace conference in January 2021, President Salva Kiir told communities in Greater Jonglei he will not intervene if communities continue to engage in ethnic violence. Cattle raids, revenge killings, and child abductions have become common in parts of Jonglei and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, despite many goodwill agreements signed by both communities in recent years aimed at ending the violence. Enmon Yakani, the executive director of local group Community Empowerment for Progress, calls on the national government to exercise its responsibility to protect civilians and to avoid repeating the recent violence in Upper Nile State.
The violence that is going on now in Greater Pibor area, launched by the armed youth from the Lone Ware Duke, and right now we are aware that also Bor youth is joining, is constituting really a crime against humanity. These armed youth have overrun Gumruk town, and we are worried that in the act of overrunning Gumruk town, they are committing gross human rights violations against the civilian population.
The United Nations mission in South Sudan says it is closely monitoring the escalation of tensions and violence in the Greater Pibor administrative area. UNMI says it has intensified patrols around affected areas and is working with the international community to support national and local authorities to restore calm and protect civilians. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.